Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Get used to the Hard Knocks theme. It'll be back in August, and it'll be on the Bills. It's St. John Fisher, Jeremy, and Joe. Joe's out on vacation this week. Sal is in. And joining us on the Wester Hotline to talk a little bit about the team he covers, but also what it's like to be covered by Hard Knocks, Chris Emma, reporter for 670 The Score, covering the Bears and Chicago's teams. Chris, good morning. It's Jeremy and Sal. Thanks for taking some time today.
What's up? How we doing?
We're all right. What can we expect for Hard Knocks? Is it more work for the media to get out of the way of new cameras? I mean, what can Bills fans expect to get when Hard Knocks descends upon a team?
You know, it's funny. The Bears resisted Hard Knocks for years and years and did everything they could to avoid that fate, and they seemed kind of terrified of having it. And it was actually not bad for anybody. Like, you're going to notice the cameras when they're out there. You're going to notice a crew, but they're not really overtaking the media room, per se, any part of the facility. They've got their own headquarters. They've got their own little camp. And they're very friendly. They're very accommodating. They're always making sure they're not in your way because they want to be very respectful of space. But it is a great presentation. I was pleasantly surprised at how smoothly it went and how much I enjoyed it. And to be quite frank with you, too, like, the Bears took away from a lot of the Hard Knocks. And I'm sure you know, but the teams have a final editing cut on this. The Bears scrubbed a lot of it. And one of their rules, which kind of got people laughing, was that the McCaskey ownership group does not like swearing. They don't want any swearing involved in their own presentation. They just cut out every single curse word out of Hard Knocks for, what, the five or six different episodes. So the Bears' editing view of it was pretty clear throughout, but I still enjoyed the product overall.
When it comes to this kind of news, I think the knee-jerk reaction is to say, like, oh, it's a distraction. Do you feel like that HBO is looking to create controversy stories, just cover what's going on? Are they looking for human interest stories when they did this with Chicago?
No, I don't think so. They did look for the human interest stuff. I remember a part of DJ Moore's off day where he's going to like an ice cream hall of fame or something like that in downtown Chicago. And they build up a lot of these storylines. You can have fun looking at the 90-man roster going into training camp and figuring out who's going to be kind of the darlings of Hard Knocks and who's going to get those human interest storylines. There's a couple. Adrian Colbert was one of them with the Bears. Ian Wheeler was an undrafted free agent running back. They're going to find their storylines, but they don't really look to create controversy. And frankly, the fact that this is run through the NFL and through these teams makes it almost kind of a in-house PR type operation where there is complete control and they're going to try to avoid controversy at all costs. So I think Bills fans will come away really happy with how it looks.
Chris Emma joining us on the Bears and Hard Knocks. Would this be a better year to cover the Bears for Hard Knocks given all the changes that they're going through?
Gosh, last year seemed like it was a year where there was so much excitement. I remember how many different times throughout the last season thinking, man, remember Hard Knocks? Like, felt like ages ago with the way that season went, losing 10 straight games, coaches fired in early November, all the changes that they had throughout. Like, Hard Knocks felt like a distant memory, and there were so many good little moments of that series where you're thinking, this could be a fun team. My lasting memory was this closing bit. It was the last scene of the last episode. They played This song, I think I can remember the actually. Totally, I think it's Back to Chicago. It's you know the song. Yeah, forgive me for not having it, but it was a cool little scene. I'm like, man, this is fun. They're really setting the scene for an exciting year, and it was just such a complete train wreck. So, yeah, this would probably be the more fun year, but we thought the same a year ago too.
Chris Emma joining us here. He covers the Bears in Chicago. All right, so what about you? Did you make any cameos last year? Like, how did that go for you? Did you avoid it? Did you want to be on it? How did that all go for you?
I did. I made, I think, two or three cameos, and I was all my friends were locked in on it, apparently, because I'd get the text before I would even watch the episode, and I'd be kind of looking for, waiting for it, so... yeah, Sal, I think you're going to be a star of Hard Knocks, my friend. I've known your work enough. I've known you well enough. I think they're going to come to you. I think you're going to be that guy in this series.
I don't know about that. It'll be interesting. We just talked about the Bills are the subject of the Hallmark movie this year. Last year it was the Chiefs. This year it's the Bills. And yesterday I went to a scene where I was actually in and have a speaking role with that. But the Bills, this is just part of being highlighted around the league. I'm interested from standpoint of someone in another market, how this is being received. It's the Bills on Hard Knocks. Do the Bills resonate for a team that people around the league, other media members, kind of want to get a peek into the Buffalo Bills, MVP Josh Allen, and what's been happening here over the last several years?
You know, I think the Bills resonate with all of America. I really do. I find myself every playoff run rooting for the Bills and having that being my sentimental favorite team and really hope they can finally break through. I think that's certainly a popular opinion. And yeah, I think the Bills will resonate with anybody. Everybody wants to see them finally break through and have their moment. And you know, the story's been told over and over again, and it's been frustrating, especially the last few years. But, man, there's so much to love about this team. There's so much to root for. So I'd watch that. I'd absolutely digest that.
Chris Emma joining us on the Western Hotline. All right, so the Bears and Ben Johnson. You know, as someone that watches the league, I'd be very excited about Ben Johnson as the coach. He comes in as a first-year head coach, Chris, and from afar, you tell me if you have the same read. I think he comes in with some swagger. I mean, this is a guy that believes in himself. He's not afraid to get a little snarky about the tush-push, saying that I don't see it as an explosive play. And he's also maybe the only person I've ever heard say that passing EPA is more important than turnovers. Like, this is a smart, hot candidate. How's it going over in Chicago?
It's been really impressive. It's been such a refreshing change for the Bears to have somebody like Ben Johnson in charge. And look, usually a lot of the guys who are tough coaches are not the brightest bulbs, and a lot of the guys who are the really smart coaches are soft on their players. Ben Johnson is tough on these guys, and he is really dang smart, and that's come across all throughout. And the Bears are going to get dosed of it now. Yesterday was their second practice of OTAs. There was a moment at the end of practice where Cole Kmet was getting chewed out for not getting lined up properly. This is a guy who's been a captain, one of the most respected, beloved players in that locker room, and I kind of looked at my man, who's yelling at Cole Kmet? It was Ben Johnson. Like, he was letting him have it. There was a stare down at the end of it, and it was because he didn't get lined up right for something at the end of a team drill. I'm like, all right, okay, this is how we're going to do it here. Like, man, these guys are getting a sense of what Ben Johnson's like. And he was kind of asked about it later, about his demeanor on the field. He's like, yeah, I'm trying to work on that. Like, he's a guy who is going to get on people. You're going to hear him at training camp. And not to mention guys like Eric Bieniemy and Antoine Randall and Al Harris, some of these guys who are really going to be getting after players. They need this. Like, this Bears team desperately needs it, because Matt Eberflus and his staff just didn't do it for this group. He completely lost that locker room. Players were tuning out their coaches throughout the year, and that's how you lose 10 games in a row. That's not an accident by any means. Ben Johnson's going to bring a really important change for this group, and he's going to be a terrific guy in terms of that scheme. He's going to bring an offensive fit for Caleb Williams. You better believe he's going to be in that film room with him, helping him through it as well. So, yeah, there's a lot to like about what Ben Johnson's bringing to the table.
What's been the fallout of the Seth Wickersham piece on Caleb Williams and the reaction to it in Chicago?
I mean, look, I got asked last week, do you think it's a story or a non-story? It's neither to me. It's context and confirmation. And we kind of knew throughout that Caleb Williams was not being coached well. I had argued from the start of year three when they retained Matt Eberflus that it was a tough decision, because you're bringing a young quarterback with a lame duck defensive-minded head coach, and an OC is probably going to be one and done in some form if everything goes well or poorly. It did not make sense. They let this kid down terribly. I don't think anybody was really surprised by this. I don't think anybody could shake their head at him for doubting the Bears. I would have done the same thing. I think anybody in that situation would understand where Caleb Williams was coming from in that position. But the follow-up questions are more about moving forward and looking back a little bit, too, in terms of, did you want this out there in a book? Did you want your dad commenting? And did you want all this dirty laundry out there? And then what did you feel you took away from last year that you can move forward with? Like, how badly did this team really let him down? And I wanted to ask those questions. Caleb Williams was not made available to the media yesterday, which is a little disappointing, frankly. But I guess we're going to hear from him in a couple weeks. And the story's going to linger. The story's going to be out there a bit because that's just the nature of the beast right now. And it's May. There's no football to be played.
Chris, it sounds to me we have a little bit of an experience with this. I mean, the Sabres have been bad for a long time. You get to a point, is it basically with the Bears that people read that and say, like, well, he's right. They don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. It's been such a rough go that why wouldn't a player feel like that?
Exactly. You're exactly right. And look, the catchy line in that was, this is where quarterbacks go to die, and it's completely true.
Yeah, right.
I'd even argue that the flaw in that line is that they brought in bad quarterbacks who are probably going to be dead already. Like, it's not that Chicago's killed them as much as just these guys don't really stand much of a chance coming in. Now, it's how do you perceive that if you're Caleb Williams? And the thought initially was, I don't want to be here. I want to look elsewhere. I want to go to the Vikings. He came in there, and to the credit of Ryan Poles now, and granted, he's responsible for a lot of these issues that were outstanding for Caleb. Ryan Poles made Caleb Williams feel completely comfortable about coming into that building and being that guy in Chicago. And that's where Caleb Williams in that line came back and said, I can do this here. Like, and Caleb's had the right hand on his shoulders the whole time where he's talked about, I want to rewrite history. Like, he's not fazed by the past. He's embracing it, and he's known that he can be that guy. The parallel in Chicago, obviously, is the Cubs, and manager after manager came into Chicago and, you know, wouldn't talk about the drought and the poor history of this franchise. And Joe Maddon came in and said, let's embrace this. Let's really take this head on. And they were able to undo that and win a World Series. So Caleb Williams seems to have what it takes to overcome this all and to be that guy for the Bears.
Ryan Poles, GM of the Bears, from Canandaigua. We have listeners, people I know that say, oh yeah, I went to school with Ryan. I know Ryan a little bit. How hot is his seat if they don't take that next step after now swinging on a head coach and getting another opportunity there?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Man, that's a really good question because I don't have a great answer for you right now. He executed the coaching search. He brought in the top guy in the market, and he gets the tip of the cap for that. He's also on an expiring contract, and there's been talk about, do they give him a contract extension? They've not announced anything publicly. We've not heard anything privately. For all we know right now, he still is entering the last year of his contract. I believe they're going to get a contract extension done. He still has the patience and the trust of management, where I think they still see him as a multi-year guy who's going to see this thing through. I think the Bears are still very bullish on Ryan Pace, despite the former general manager, despite the fact that it's not gone well for Ryan Pace to this point. But look, I think they still feel that he's going to get the job done for them, and I think they're eager to see it through with him.
Before we let you go, I know that you follow Blackhawks and hockey, and the other day I had a conversation with somebody. We've been going through the should the Sabres pursue Mitch Marner conversation here. And I will tell you, Chris, someone said to me the other day, you know, I could see him going to a team like Chicago and wanting to play with a great center. What do you think about that idea?
I mean, the Blackhawks have to go be one of those top spenders, teams on the market. And Mitch Marner's that guy. Like, yes, it makes so much sense. And you can poke holes in it and say, man, he really struggled in the playoffs. It wasn't good enough, and this and that. The Blackhawks need that, and they're desperate to get that kind of talent in Chicago because Connor Bedard looks like he's going to be a star still. And you've got a really good young core in place, but you need those guys to really take off. Dating back to the Blackhawks' dynasty-like run over a decade ago now, Marian Hossa was the guy who took Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews over the top. And Marian Hossa is a Hall of Famer. I don't think Mitch Marner is anything like that yet. But, man, you put those pieces together and you feel really good about your chances of being that kind of contender, that kind of championship-level team. So whether it's Marner or somebody else, they have to have a really strong offseason, starting with this head coaching hire, by the way. Still haven't made that hire yet. But this has to be a pivotal offseason for the Blackhawks in which they take that step toward being a contender and getting closer to being a championship-caliber team.
Chris Emma on the Bears. Chris, thanks so much for the time. And we'll be watching. I mean, you say you're rooting for the – you know, the Bills as a sentimental team. I've been ready for the Bears to be interesting.
And you'll be on Hard Knocks again because a part of training camp will be going to Chicago for a preseason game.
Oh,
last year coming here when the Bears were on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a possibility of the Bills coming in for joint practices too.
Ooh.
We'll see if that's put on the schedule, but I've been hearing the Bills and the Dolphins in the Bears case, two different joint practices. But yeah, I think Hard Knocks might be back at Hallis Hall, so it'll be exciting to watch.
Very good. Thanks, Chris.
Take care.
Chris Emma of 670 The Score in Chicago on the Bears. Ben Johnson. I mean, he's exciting to me. If I were a Bears fan, I'd be really, really high on him. I wonder if Caleb Williams can do it. He's got a lot to live up to, but the Bears should be interesting. The division is stacked, right? The Bears are the worst team, and now the worst team has Ben Johnson. Like, that's it's pretty impressive. Number one overall pick, tons of weapons. I like it.
So there you go. How about that? Chris Emma saying he's hearing it's possible.
Joint practices.
I have heard rumblings of the same. I've heard maybe Giants. I heard maybe Bears, but it could happen.
Okay.
And now we're hearing could be Bears in Chicago. Yeah, because if you do it in Buffalo, it has to be a Fisher. Maybe it could be here, but with the construction, I don't know if you'd want to do that, you know. But it could be in the stadium. But there you go. So Chris Emma right there. What do you think about that? Marner, that was a conversation I had with somebody, a lifelong Leafs fan who actually works in sports, but not in hockey,
yep.
Who said to me, I could see him going somewhere like Chicago to play with Bedard.
Earlier this week, I saw the betting odds for Marner's next team, and the number one favorite was Chicago at 3-1. Marner was the Blackhawks were the favorite as his next team. So I could see it. We did have someone write in about Hard Knocks. I'm excited to see Mitch Marner on Hard Knocks when he's watching his new best friend Josh Allen because he's going to sign with the Sabres because he likes the Bills. Would Mitch Marner come to camp? Maybe not. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Passing of Jim Irsay. Shocker there. I didn't realize he was only 65, Irsay. The Colts owner, Jim Irsay, has passed away. A surprise to everybody. He was at owners' meetings and voting and such. Just passed away. That team's been in that family for a long time. Bob Irsay was the owner before Jim. And Sal, you could speak to this, right? The NFL, you have to have a succession plan as an owner, right? It's not just like, uh-oh, what happens now? There would be some sort of succession plan in place to talk about with the Colts because, you know, an owner dies. That is a big piece of news in the NFL, what happens from here. But seeing tributes from Peyton Manning and T.Y. Hilton and Tony Dungy, from the outside, I feel like Irsay had a little bit of a reputation as a wild card. Could I say that? He was a wild card. He would say weird things.
Yeah.
He was a personality. But there are plenty of stories about him being a good, generous person. And he was instrumental in pushing out Dan Snyder. He was one of the first to really go on record and say, there's merit to getting Dan Snyder as to be removed as an owner, part of his legacy, Jim Irsay's. So, you ever have a chance to meet Irsay?
I'm thinking that we probably talked to him at some of the owners' meetings, one of them, at least when the stadium was kind of being approved and built, because he had gone through that in Indianapolis. So we had tried to speak with owners who went through that process. So I'm guessing he was one of them along the way, but I don't really specifically remember speaking with him you know, directly. And that does happen. Sometimes you do actually talk with an owner, just kind of standing there, and you talk with them a little bit, or a GM. I'll tell you, though, I can tell you vividly at the owners' meetings this past year in March, just having a really great, like, 10-minute conversation with Sean Payton.
Yeah.
And him bringing his wife over, hey, this is my wife, and introducing. Like, some of these people are just so... I think they just want to talk to other people sometimes they don't talk to a lot. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And we just talked about football, and it was really cool. And obviously, they played here in the playoff game. We talked about that. So a lot of times, you know, you get those one-on-one interactions. I don't remember anything with Irsay specifically, but I think we did probably catch up with him during the owners' meetings a few years ago when the Bills Stadium was approved.
All right. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. On Hard Knocks, on Deion Dawkins, the Tush Push. What else do we have that we didn't get to today, that we didn't mix in today? We got to the Pacers and the Knicks last night.
Mm. Oh, we haven't talked, a little bit about the Stars and Oilers a little bit. I know we talked about the goalie situation, that was a pretty big collapse by the Oilers as well.
Yeah, Edmonton and the Knicks last night looked like they were in firm control and both lost. Yep. I'm probably rooting for Edmonton. Of the four teams left, I'm probably rooting for Edmonton. It's not Carolina. Florida would be fine, but I don't really need it. And definitely not Dallas. So I think I'm rooting for Edmonton. McDavid winning now would be good. Win soon. Win soon so we don't have to do the whole thing where he doesn't have any rings. And I also think McDavid is on the Allen track. Undeniably one of, if not the best for Allen. Allen's probably the best, and McDavid is undoubtedly the best. The best should win. So, I'm on McDavid. Let's get the Oilers over the line. Get Jeff Skinner a cup ring. Would he get a cup ring? You have to be on the roster, or do you have to play? Is he on the roster?
You can get a cup ring if you're on the team you play. I think you could play one game in the regular season and you get a cup ring still. As far as I know.
Let me see the requirements to get a Stanley Cup ring.
I know there's different levels of rings in terms of detail and sort of intricacy, which is always an interesting one.
Requirements to get a Stanley Cup ring. At least 41 regular season games or participate in at least one Stanley Cup final game.
Huh.
So you have to meet one of those two criteria. So they can also petition the league for exceptions. So if you play in 30 regular season games and then the playoffs but not the cup final, you don't get one?
I think the team has the power to be like, all right, we're going to give this guy a ring.
I think that's right.
Because I know some guys that are like really obscure that have rings from teams. That
backup goalies are different too. It says backup goaltenders who have dressed for at least one game, even if he didn't play.
Right.
And the team can petition exceptions. Okay, so it's guaranteed if you play 41 regular season games or appear in a cup final. And past that, the league says, we'd like to be giving rings to these players as well.
Right. Yeah, so the teams kind of give the list of those guys that don't meet those rules.
The engraving limit, the Stanley Cup has a limit of 52 spaces per team. And teams often give out more rings than there are people allowed on the cup.
Yes,
so there
sure.
you go.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I went into the Hall of Fame over the winter and saw all the rings of the cup with all the names.
I went last summer.
Such an incredible.
What was your favorite room in that Hall of Fame?
The vault where they have all the rings.
That's pretty cool, right?
The like.
Mine might have been the international room. How cool were some of those jerseys?
Very
unbelievable,
very cool,
Jeremy. Have you been there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's a great. They do a great job.
It is the. I think it's the best Hall of Fame.
I agree.
I do too. I can't say I've never been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I've been to baseball. I've been to hockey.
I haven't been to basketball, so I can't say that for sure.
I've been to the New England Patriots Hall of Fame.
You've been to the Toy Hall of Fame? It's in Rochester, New York.
I have been to the Toy Hall of Fame. Yes.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is pretty good, too.
Yes. It's okay. I expected more.
I also expected more, but it's not bad. I agree with you, Sal. I think it's average, it's fine. It could be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And
I would rank whatever. The sports majors that I've been to. I have not been to basketball. I would rank it hockey, football, baseball, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, baseball, to me, is it's a little small. For the Baseball Hall of Fame, I was expecting also more, but, you know, it's cool. It's intimate. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's that awesome, at the hockey, like, they have the interactive stuff.
I
was trying to
it.
Get my girlfriend
loved
to get
it.
In the net when we went. I was like, you got to see what I was doing. This will be awesome. She's like, I can't. There's too many people here. I'll be too embarrassed.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's on vacation somewhere warm. Sal's in today. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up with Derek and Zach. That's coming up top of the hour. Plenty on the Pacers and Knicks, I would imagine. I'm getting life from the Reggie Miller relationship with that series. I love everything about it. I can't explain why. But I've got a video here of Halliburton pointing to Reggie Miller and Miller pointing to him. It's probably the nostalgia. Just like for Reggie Miller to be on the call as the Pacers do that in the Garden to the Knicks again, it's beautiful. I love everything about it. It's enough to make me almost root for the Pacers, and I think, I don't know. No, I'm no Knicks fan, but I don't hate the Knicks. Whoever comes out of that series, I'll root for, if that matters to anybody. We'll get a break in either way. 803-0550 on WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.